This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. We all know the danger of taking things out of context. It seems to be in the news pretty much every single day. But that's exactly what a new element premiering at the Starz Denver Film Festival has done, but intentionally. KUNC's Carrie Saldo has more on iconic monologues that are set in a completely new context.
Everyone has a favorite movie scene or monologue.
A, B, C. A, always, B, B, C, closing. Always be closing. Always be closing.
That's Alec Baldwin in Glengarry Glen Ross, and it's a favorite for Starz Denver Film Festival artistic director Britt Withy.
It's an incredible scene, really incredible scene.
Now, what if you took an iconic scene like that and plopped it in a completely different setting? That's what the Denver Actor Project has done with six other monologues.
I immediately thought, brilliant. That idea of taking something and being such a fish out of water with it, I thought would be great right away.
Jeff Kozlowski is with the Denver Actor Project, which showcases the talent of Denver area actors. The project's first act, six new short films that are being screened at the 36th annual Starz Denver Film Festival. For the project, each actor selected a favorite monologue.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business.
Kozlowski picked a Charlie Chaplin film.
You know, everybody thinks Charlie Chaplin is the silent film god that he was, but what I don't think a lot of people, unless you're a film buff, know is one of the most powerful, you know, moments of his entire acting career was that monologue at the end of The Great Dictator.
The Great Dictator satirizes Hitler's Nazi Germany. In the film, Chaplin's character outwits a crowd, impersonates the dictator, and delivers a rousing plea for democracy. Jeff Kozlowski's version is too an impassioned speech, but delivered at a wedding by an intoxicated best man.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. It's not my business.
Producer-director Brad Stabio developed the idea of the Denver Actor Project and worked with Kozlowski and the other actors to stage these unconventional scenes. As Stabio developed the project, he added one more twist. All six films weave together into a single story.
It kind of came organically in terms of the storyline that runs through them, because I knew it was they were all going to play separately, but I wanted people to be able to recognize a common theme throughout them if they caught one or two or three through the festival.
Each of the Denver Actor Project's 3 to 5 minute films precede full-length features at the festival. They start tonight with Jeff Kozlowski's short ahead of a feature film called The Resurrection of a Bastard. I asked Britt Withy from the Denver Film Festival how taking something out of context advances the art form.
If you've seen or heard something over and over and over and over again in the same context, sometimes you sort of gloss over it. But if it's presented to you in a completely new and different way, I think, you know, you sort of pay attention to it again like the first time.
AIDA, attention, interest, decision, action, attention. Do I have your attention?
Like the fire in the belly Alec Baldwin's character Blake had in Glengarry Glen Ross for closing real estate deals, both Withy and director Brad Stabio hope audiences will pay attention to these films and all the Denver Film Festival has to offer. Glengarry Glen Ross didn't make it into the Denver Actor Project's films. Did any of your favorites make it? Only one way to find out. Go to the movies. For Arts District, I'm Carrie Saldo.
Arts District is a collaboration of KUNC, Rocky Mountain PBS, and KUVO. You can find more stories online at KUNC.org.